Eveline has been on to say that she has seen coloured chickens on sale at a market in Limerick, so it's not just in far-flung places. Now, if you have a smartphone and you've already downloaded the Mooney app, thank you very much indeed. It is free to download. If you haven't, you're missing a lot. Amy, you're writing on the Mooney's Mag section this week about potatoes.
About potatoes, yeah. I mean, the main crop potatoes are now in full array in our shops, and we have all these Queens and Records and Maris Pipers and Kerr's Pinks and Roosters and Golden Wonders. That's only the ordinary shops, never mind the greengrocers. And of course, Irish people judge potatoes and whether they're floury or not, not on account of their taste or their size or anything else. But what I'm going on to say in the app is looking at the whole idea of blight. Now, blight, we spoke earlier in the programme about this ash disease, but in 1841, potato blight, which was a fungal disease, blew across the sea to Ireland and attacked our potatoes. And we've had blight ever since. And they've been trying to breed potatoes that are immune to blight. And they were doing grand, I suppose, in a way, until the 1970s, when we ran short of potatoes in Europe again. New potatoes were imported again from the Americas, and a second strain of the blight came, which crossed with the strain of blight we already had. And now we have sexual forms of blight, which mutates all the time. And they're mutating faster than we can breed the potatoes to be immune to them. So there's an arms race going on between breeding potatoes that are immune to blight and the blight itself mutating to affect the potatoes. So this is what the experiment that's happening in Carlow is. Normally you get a potato that's immune to blight and you cross it with a potato that tastes nice, and the offspring then you pick and choose and hope that you get the right one. It's like the joke about Marilyn Monroe and Einstein, you know, with his brains and with her beauty you'd have wonderful children. But as Einstein pointed out, but with my beauty and your brains, the children might be as desirable the second way around. So when you cross things... Well, the Bernard Shaw, well, I was okay, fair enough, Bernard Shaw, indeed. But anyhow, it's the same general thing. You can't guarantee. You can take two parents with different attributes and hope that the offspring have it. And that's the normal way that plant breeding has been done. So they've actually set out the genome of the potato. They know all the place. Know the way we know the human genome. Well, we know the potato genome as well. We know the place on the genome where the blight affects it. So what they're doing in Carlow is they've taken a gene from the wild potato in Peru, which is immune to blight, and they've put it into the Desiree potato, and they're growing those down in Carlow. So they're hastening, if you like, the actual development of disease-free potatoes. And of course, there's a whole big worry, is this genetically modified potatoes or is it not? And this is what I'm discussing in the app. So people that are
interested in this... But what happens
in the end? Well, they're growing to the end.
No, is it?
What?
Genetically modified or not?
Well, I mean, if you take a gene and put it into something, you are actually genetically modifying it. Yeah. But the genetically modified things that we get by taking something from a different species, like a gene from a bacteria and putting it into soya, or a gene from a fungus, or a gene from a virus and putting it into your maize, and that's crossing one species with another. That would never happen naturally in the world. But you can cross the wild potato with the natural potato. It'll take too long because by the time you have the thing ready 4 or 5 generations on, the bloody blight will have mutated again to be a different sort. It's an arms race, and the population of the world is depending on potatoes in places like Africa. So can we afford to dilly-dally because we can feed a huge amount of people with potatoes? There's a lecture in the Institute of Biology of Ireland are giving a lecture on this whole thing in the Botanic Gardens on Thursday the 22nd of November at 8 o'clock. Admission is free, and they're discussing the whole global challenges of population in defence of genetically modified foods. This is Mike Gibney, who's the director of the Institute of Food and Health, and Professor Jimmy Burke, who's the Professor of Crop Science in UCD. So people who are interested in that can go there. It's free, 8 o'clock, Thursday the 22nd of November, having read my article first, of course.
Yeah, on the Mooney app. So download it today if you have a smartphone.